1888.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope you enjoyed Jim Dwyer from the University of Maine in Presque Isle telling you about the problems with the potato and tomato blight. And remember, if you have potatoes, it jumped from your potatoes to your tomatoes and vice versa. So listen to the ideas. We will be writing an article and putting it on the website in the next couple of weeks of steps that Jim has given us and what you can do. And it will be on the website also for you for next season, so we don't have that particular problem. We are at Sandwich Agway on Route 6A in Sandwich. It's the scenic route. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. We'd love to have you join us. Now, we want you to bring the family. They have pumpkin bowling. They have a hayride beginning at 9 o'clock. They have all types of gardening specials. For example, 40-pound bags of pelletized lime, 3 for $10. Now, if you've got moss in your lawn, this is the time of the year to get the lime down. So take advantage of this sale. This is a real big saving. They also have hardwood stove pellets. And this is not the pine pellets. This is the good stuff, $280 a ton. But they have bark mulches on sale, peat moss on sale, stone on sale, and all kinds of beautiful plants. If you're looking for some fall color for your garden, they grow Montauk daisies. Now, this is a daisy that does not start to bloom until September, and it will bloom until Thanksgiving and later. Now, they have some big established plants. Now, Montauk daisies will get to be 3 feet or more in width and also in height. So it's a nice big plant. The foliage is rich, rich green, and it will give you fall color. Also, beautiful assortment of mums, your fall blooming asters, cabbages and kales, corn stalks, scarecrows, pumpkins, things that will make your yard look beautiful. So come on by and say hello. Oh, and of course, bulbs. Tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, all types of bulbs. And if you have a container on your front step and you like to have color, well, they have what's called Proven Winners Fall Collection. Now, these are plants that will grow in the fall, will tolerate a frost, and in most cases will be colorful until beyond Thanksgiving. Different types of grasses, different types of foliage with colorful stems and fruit and ornamental grasses. And you just put them on your front step, and they'll last from now until Thanksgiving and later. While your geraniums, once we've had a frost, goodbye, this will not. Let's go to the phone line. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Gene on the line who's calling about a Japanese maple.
Gene, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
My son, my married son, told me about your show, and I've been listening ever since. It's really an interesting show. I have a Japanese maple that I took from a seedling. Sometimes it's an old Japanese maple, and sometimes it'll give it little seedlings in the grass, and I dug it up, and I put it in about an 8-inch pot. I put two of them in there, and they're about 10 inches tall now. And that's unusual because sometimes I've done this and I've gotten nothing. So now winter's coming and I've got it in a clay ceramic pot here, and I don't know what to do with them for the winter. My sister suggests that I put the pot and all in the ground, but I just don't know what to do.
Okay. Do you have a unheated garage or a tool shed?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I would put it in there. Because this is a young seedling, if you can protect it for this very first winter, it would make a big, big difference. So leave it outside until we've had a frost and all the leaves come off. Once all the leaves come off, give it a good drink of water and then put it either in your tool shed or in your garage on the floor so that it stays cold. And leave it there until the spring. Now, during the winter, take a look at it, and if the soil's dried out a little bit, then give it a little bit of water, because you want to keep the root ball nice and moist. But it needs to stay cold. And then next late March, early April, whenever Mother Nature decides to let us get outside, then you can plant it in your garden, or some place where you want it to eventually grow. If you want to keep it in that container for another year or two, you can do that. And what you would do is about midsummer, turn the plant upside down, tap the pot to try and remove the pot from the root ball, and look at the root system. If the root ball is solid, solid roots, that would be a signal for you to transplant it to a larger size container. And then next winter, go through the same process. Keep it in your tool shed or garage. Because it's in a clay pot, if you put the clay pot in the ground for the winter, the clay pot's going to fill full of water. And the ice is going to expand and your pot's going to shatter. And I've done similar things with different type plants, and I found I have the best results putting them in an unheated building for the winter, and they do very, very well. So you give that a try, and it's going to work for you. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Inez back on the line. She had another question about an orchid.
Inez, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. I talked to you earlier. And I never got to ask my second question, and that's about the dendrobium. You told me about the mini orchid. And now
right.
The dendrobium, I have one that's about three, four, 5 years old, something like that, and it's beautiful, nothing wrong with the plant. Now, I've been getting the stem every year, and this year, as usual, I got the stem, and I know that the bugs are going to attack it, so I thought I'd get ahead of them, and I start spraying like a month ago. I started to spray. And I used the Schultz. I called them up and I asked them if I could use an orchid. They says yes. And then I used the insecticidal soap and that didn't work. And then I used the neem and that didn't work. And then all of a sudden the top of the plant, which had three young leaves, all chewed up and brown spots. Now I'm wondering, did I use the right spray? Or am I using the wrong spray? Why wasn't I able to kill them before they got me?
Well, neem oil is usually very, very good. I mean, neem oil is a widely used oil. It's used on different types of plants. What I think I would do, Inez, in the future is if you start to see insects appear on your plant, then I would take that plant and take the pot, cover it with some, like, saran wrap, so that when you tip it on its side, the soil or the bark doesn't come out. And I would take that plant, tip it on its side, put it in your sink, and take that shower arm that you use when you're washing dishes to wash the soap off, and see if the pressure of the water will remove the insects from the top of your plant and clean it up that way. And then shake off as much of the water as possible, and then put something like neem oil on it. So if you can remove them, that was going to make a big, big difference in that sense. So clean a plant with pressure, shake off the excess water, and then put the neem oil for the best results. Give that a try. Thank you, Inez. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Donna on the line calling about her rose bush.
Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
How are you, Paul?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Good morning to you.
Terrific. Good morning to you, too.
I have a rose bush I had planted, and it's about 3.5 feet, and the leaves, I noticed the leaves were black, yellow, and they started falling off.
Okay, Donna, can you hold on a second? We're coming up to a break. It will be with you right after these messages.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastline, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit Scott's.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, over the last few weeks, I've been telling you that the month of September and early October is the best time to plant a new lawn, and it really is the best time. So to help you to get the best seedling and to follow the right steps, I've asked the president of Jonathan Green to join us this morning and to tell you how to plant a new lawn and why fall is such a good time to plant that lawn. Barry Green is going to join us, and he's going to tell you everything that you need to know on planting a new lawn or helping a lawn that you have now that's got crabgrass and it's got empty spaces, how important it is to get those spaces filled with grass. Barry Green, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Nice to talk to you again.
It's nice to talk to you again, and we really appreciate you joining us this Sunday and explaining to our listeners how important it is to fill in all of those empty spots and how to start a new lawn. So how do we start, Barry?
Well, you're certainly right, Paul. This is the perfect time to get going on a lawn. I mean, a lawn that might have taken some abuse over the summer. There, as you say, there's bare spots or weeds that, had cropped up in the summer months. But now that we're into the fall, the ground is still warm and the weeds, we're starting to get some cooler mornings and the weeds are beginning to suffer a little and we can replace it with the good grass. So, now the first thing we want to do is basically make sure we've got a good seed bed, which means get out there with a rake and maybe scratch up those areas. We could certainly remove any just by scratching the ground, by raking the ground and removing anything that will rake out. You're leaving room for the grass. So that's now you don't have to go if it's a big job and you've got a large lawn area, a power rake will help because, it's going to go a lot faster. But anything you can rake out should come out. Now, the next step, of course, is to determine the pH of the soil. If it's acidic soil, if you have a lot of pine trees, then the grass has a little tougher time establishing itself. The good grass does, and sometimes that's why you'll see so many weeds, because your ground was acidic. You want to use, maybe put some limestone down, or our MagiCal product, which is really good at raising pH quickly and holding a higher pH, and that MagiCal's kind of a time saver, because one bag is the equivalent of 10 bags of lime. So that's a very nice product. But that's going to get that pH up there. And if you can get that pH into the range of, say, at least 6 and higher than 6, the good grass plants like that. The weeds like lower pH. Good grass plants like higher pH. So that's really working. That's working with you. That's going to help. All right. Then, of course, there's the grass. And that's the single most important decision you're going to make, because the lawn is never going to be better than the grass you plant. You've got to have, the right grass for the right area. Now, if you're not sure, if it's a combination of sun and partial shade, we have a mix called sun and shade, which will work, most of the time. But if you've got an area that gets heavy traffic or is very shady, there's other mixes, and actually they're named for their end use. One is heavy traffic, and we have one called Shady Nooks, which will live in 90% shade. So you have to determine what it is you're facing, and think about it throughout the course of the year, not just what it looks like today. I mean, what was it like in the middle of the summer when the trees were fully out, or what is it like in the early spring? And then there's some foolproof mixes, almost like our Black Beauty or Black Beauty Ultra, which grows a very, very deep root system, and in some cases up to 4 feet deep, as you've got solid shale. And so those are really worth looking at, because they're so beautiful, but they are so, they have such an ability to stand up to abuse. So once you've chosen your seed, and many garden centers have our product in New England, you want to scratch that ground then with a rake. You want to look at the spreader setting on the back of the bag, and spread your seed. And then, of course,
should you water berry daily until everything comes up?
You can water daily, but at least every other day. The trick to watering is to water deeply when you do water. You don't just surface water, because when the grass does germinate...
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no. Not if you use Scott's GrubX, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. GrubX kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of GrubX is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's GrubX is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home. ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning. We're talking with Barry Green this morning because I want you to realize that the fall season is really a wonderful time for you to plant a new lawn. And we're talking with Barry Green. He is the president of Jonathan Green Lawn Products. And you've heard me talk about Black Beauty, how much I like that particular grass seed because of the depth of the root system, because of the ability it has to stay green during the heat. When we have lack of water, this plant can produce a root that's 4 feet deep. No other grass plant can do that. So they have very, very unique products. One of the things that he mentioned was that if you lime your lawn and you keep the soil from getting acidic, you're going to have less weeds because weeds want a slightly acid soil. And Jonathan Green has developed a new product that will help a lot of you. Handling 50-pound bags of lime is a lot of work. And you need to put down 50 pounds for every 500 to 1,000 square feet. So if you have half an acre of grass, you need 20 bags of lime at 50 pounds. You go to the God Center, put them in the back of your car, in your trunk. The wheels in the front of the car come off the ground. With their new product, Miracal, one bag is equivalent to 10 bags of lime. But the most important thing is, a bag of lime is rock, and it takes 6 months or more for the bacteria to break it down. The Miracal, as soon as it gets wet and you put the sprinkler on it, is beginning to have effect. So in 7 to 10 days, the Miracal is changing the acidity of your soil. So it's important that you know these little tricks so that you have a better lawn. Now, Barry, we were, before the break came on, we were talking about water. How much water and how often should we add to the new seed that we have put down?
Well, Paul, what you want to do is you want to get a half an inch of water down into the root zone. So you can water every day initially, but eventually you don't need to water every day, especially as we're getting into the cooler temperatures. The sun isn't going to evaporate the water as quickly. So once that grass is up and it's established and you can see it's filled in all your bare spots, then I would recommend every other day. And then eventually every third day, because you want that root system to reach deeper into the soil. And if we just keep watering the surface, it has no reason to do that. But the key is, if a person's watering with an oscillating sprinkler, then you want it on at least 30 minutes in each section. And it's pretty much the same within your automated irrigation system, 30 minutes in each zone. You can always take a garden trowel and dig down into the soil about an inch or so and put your finger down there and feel. If it's moist, you're fine. If it's, dry and sandy, you're not. You need more water. It all depends on the type of soil you have, of course.
Okay. Now, when we plant the grass seed, we're going to use a fertilizer along with the grass. Should we refertilize when we get into late October to give it like a second shot, or is that one feeding at the time of seeding enough?
That's an excellent question, Paul. It's not really enough. When you do your seeding, I recommend a new seeding fertilizer. That's going to be higher in phosphorus. And the root system wants phosphorus. The new grass, just coming out of the shell and seeking to grow down into the soil, the phosphorus is going to help it. But just as in people, we eat, many meals throughout the course of a month. We just don't have one big meal, and that's it. The lawn wants to be fed a second time in the fall, and that really can be as late as Thanksgiving. In that second feeding, I recommend winter survival, the late fall fertilizer. Also is higher in phosphorus, but it has iron and sulfur in it, and it's a good metered out feeding. You will notice that lawn is going to green up and look so much better next spring. See, because the grass plants will continue to grow through the winter, not enough so they have to be mowed, but when you have warmer periods in the winter, the root system will continue to grow if it has the food to do it. So first is new seeding, and then second is winter survival. Now, if you find that the store doesn't have, say, new seeding and they only have winter survival, you can use that one product twice. It will say ideal to use with a full seeding on the bag. So you can use that now and then, say, November 1st to Thanksgiving for that second application.
Okay. So we planted a lawn. We're taking good care of it. And we get some nice days and a few weeds pop out. Should we let those weeds stay there now and concentrate on removing them next spring? Or how should we cope with any weeds that do pop out in this newly seeded area?
Yes, that's a very good question. You will get some, you know, whenever you have a bare spot on the ground, you may have some weeds pop through with the grass. My advice is to forget about those weeds and allow the grass, the good grass plants, to establish themselves. Because when you use a weed control, you will have some impact on the good grass you're trying to establish. It is best to first of all, some of those weeds will just die with the frost, and others the lawnmower will kill. And then next spring, you can use your pre-emergent control or your post-emergent controls and get rid of them. Now, if they're really troublesome or they've come on faster than the grass plants, you can remove them, but you want to have two mowings on the new grass. Then it would be strong enough to handle weed control. But most of the time, it's something you'd want to do in the spring.
So for the fall, don't worry about the weeds in a newly seeded area. If you have an established lawn, and because of all the rain, most of us just had enough time just to mow it, never mind kill the weeds. Is it too late now to use a broadleaf weed killer in an established lawn to try and kill things like dandelion and chickweed and clover?
No, not at all. It's actually an excellent time because those weeds are beginning to be affected by the cooler temperatures. You'll notice that they're turning a little purplish in color. They're beginning to fade on their own. An application of weed control at this point will just push them along quicker. And then once they're gone or almost gone, the good grass plant is going to want to fill in that bare spot. So, yes, if you're going to use a weed control, my advice is do it in the next 2 weeks because, you know, the ground temperature is still very warm. Remember, warm soil, think of the ocean. If we were to go, you know, it might be a cool day to sit on the beach, but the water would still hold warmth, and it will hold warmth for next 3 weeks or a month. The soil is like that. It holds warmth for a longer period of time than the air, and the root system of the good grass plants move quickly and go deeply into that warm soil. So this is why the fall is the ideal time to seed.
Terrific. I got two more questions for you, then I'll let you go. We have some leftover grass seed, and we say, well, I've got some left. I'll save it to use it next spring to fill in spots. Where's the best place to keep the grass seed so that it will survive the winter better?
Well, the garage is really the best, or the cellar. You know, our new packaging is designed to maintain the health of that seed for a very long period of time. Now, grass will not lose any germination at all for the first year if it is stored properly. And here's what you do. You just roll the bag up, you know, put some kind of a tie or a clip to hold it closed just so it doesn't spill. Put it on the shelf in the garage. Do not put it directly on the concrete floor. It could possibly absorb moisture off the floor. Not likely, but it's possible. The other thing that really hurts germination is putting it directly behind a sunny window. You don't want sun beating on it, and you don't want it sitting on the ground. You know, in our warehouse, it's a big concrete building, and the seed sits on pallets, and it sits off the ground, and it sits there all winter. The germination is absolutely fine.
Okay, last question. If people would like additional information on putting in a new lawn and a Varis product, what is your website so people can go to it and get more information?
Yes, our website is www.jonathangreen, and I'll spell it JonathanGreen.com. On that site, we have both written information that you can download. We also have an informational video where Jonathan Greene himself will take you through the steps of, you know, overseeding or establishing a new lawn. So it's very, very helpful. And you can also sign up for our timely tips, which will give you advice on seeding and every other aspect of taking care of a lawn, weed control, insect control, and so on.
Terrific. Barry, thank you so much for joining us this morning and educating our listeners and giving them some great advice on putting in a lawn, because this is the best time. You have a great weekend. I know you've had some crazy hectic weeks with different trade shows all over the place, and I'm sure that a day like today, you're probably going to sit in the backyard with a glass of apple cider and just enjoy the fall season.
I'm going to do a little gardening myself today, Paul, and remind your listeners, of course, that our product is only available at independent garden centers and hardware stores, but it certainly was a pleasure to see you. We had a chance to visit at some of these shows, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Barry. You have a great weekend, and relax before the next show comes.
All right. Thank you. Same to you, Paul.
Thank you, Barry. You too. Bye-bye. That was Barry Green of Jonathan Green Company, and this is a very, very unique company. They try and hybridize a lot of new seed. This type of a company is unique in the industry. A lot of the companies that sell grass seed will just buy grass seed from a grower. But the way that Jonathan Green does it is very unique because they have their own fields, their own test plots. They work with universities in various areas of the country where they sell their product. And all of the grass seed blends that they grow are tested for a 3-year period before it even gets to you, the homeowner. If a product doesn't work, it's not sold. So go to your local garden center and ask for Jonathan Green because of the way that they produce a product that is so unique in the industry. And they're there to make sure that you do a good job. The better your grass is, the happier you'll be and the happier they will be also. Our phone number here is 800-259-9231. If you give Jared a call right now, he'll take your call. We'll get you set up. And we'll help you to have a great day. We are at Sandwich Agway on Route 6A. And you know that if you come down and they're going to get you set up on a game of tossing a ball through a hole. And depending on how good you are, you could get 20 to 50% off the nursery stock that you buy today. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big saving. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Boni Products has the answer. Boni Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Boni.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. We are at Sandwich Agway, Route 6A, in beautiful Sandwich, and we'd love to have you. It's their fall open house. All kinds of things going on, 9 o'clock until 1 hay rides, pumpkin bowling for the kids, all kinds of activities, and if you're looking for shrubs and trees, between 9 and 3 o'clock, they have a carnival-style event where you will pick up a bean bag, you will throw it at a piece of plywood with various numbers on it, and depending on how good you are, you could get minimum of 20%, but you could get up to 50% off on everything that you purchase from the nursery today. So take advantage of the discounts. They got all kinds of beautiful trees and shrubs and everything in the nursery. Depending on how good you are at throwing this beanbag, you can get 50% off. So come on by, and I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. Okay, Jared, who's up next?
Okay, we go back to Donna with her question about a rose bush.
Donna, good morning. Sorry, and really appreciate all of your patience.
Oh, thank you. Question I have, I just wanted to specify what type of rose bush. It's a climbing rose and has beautiful red roses. And I have planted it this year, and it's about 3.5, about 3 feet. And all the bottom leaves they had fallen off. They were black and yellow. And I thought, you know, they might have a disease. And I just wanted to know when to cut it back, in the fall or the spring.
Okay, now this is a climbing one, right?
Yes.
Okay. A climbing one, you would not prune.
Okay.
Because you want it to get taller and taller and taller. But what I want you to do, Donna, is this. I want you to kneel down in front of your rose bush and with your fingers kind of work the soil around where the branches are. Roses are grafted, and you're going to see a swollen area that resembles your fist on that plant. And on that fist-like growth are the shoots that are producing branches, and those are the branches that are going to produce the flowers. And the reason I want you to do this is if there's any shoots coming from underneath the swollen area, underneath this graft, those are suckers. And they'll steal the energy from the good branches. They'll grow very, very fast, but they'll never flower. That has to be removed whenever you see it. So look for the swollen area, the graft. Anything that's below it should be removed. Now, the yellow leaves with the black spots, that is a disease. So it is important that you, when all the foliage comes off your rose, that you rake it and you remove all of those leaves because they contain spores for next year and you could be reinfected. With all the rain we've had, it's not uncommon because we had June, July, and August. We set a record in New England for the most rain ever, 22.9 inches of rain in 12 weeks. Also the second coldest ever recorded. So the roses, they've had a tough time. Next year, what you can do is you can buy from Bayer a product that you can spray on your roses that will kill the insects and prevent diseases at the same time. And that's something that you apply in May. Go to your local nursery, local garden center, and tell them that you want Bayer rose products for diseases and insect, and they sell them combined. That way you don't have to buy five different products. And you do it every 4 weeks, and your roses will stay nice and green. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, can we get one more in?
We can try. We got John on the line calling about a shad bush.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'm calling about my shad bushes, the amelanchiers.
Yes.
I used to live in New York State, and I used to plant them in my gardens quite a lot, and they always grew. They were rather full. They would grow 9 to 10 feet tall. So up here in Maine, they seem to grow wild around the harbor, and they're not as full.
John, why don't you hold on a second?